It's good morning. Happy post-Thanksgiving to you. Hope you got a good Thanksgiving with your families. So glad you're here with us this morning. I'll tell you what, why don't we start this morning just with this, let me share this. I want to read this and just want to ask us this morning, just maybe one or two of us or even more, just to share just some things that the Lord has done in our life that we're thankful for this week or today. I want to read this from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. And early in the chapter, Paul is speaking of basically the treasure that we have been given. And more specifically, that the treasure that's found in the gospel, the treasure of his grace. But he says this in verse 13. It says, I believed, therefore I have spoken. And since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. And all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Read that last part again. It says, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. You know, as the Lord's words are spoken forth, as the gospel is spread, it does something in the hearts of his people. Or at least it should do something in the hearts of his people. It should cause thanksgiving to erupt, just because as children of God and as ones who seek his face and as the Lord speaks to us, as we get to share that with more and more people, as more and more people come to know him, then joy erupts in our hearts as we see other people experience the same things that we're getting to experience and that we get to experience all over again with them. In regard to Thanksgiving, I know that so many times whenever I think of Thanksgiving, or what to be thankful for, you know, I mean, a lot of the first things that come to my mind are material things, you know, the things that the Lord has given me, are the things that I have and possessions. But what does it really mean for, in terms of what the Word says, for believers to exercise the Thanksgiving? And Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving until it is expressed. There are several ways that we can do that, and hopefully several ways that as we meet here this morning and listen to the Word and sing, that we can do this together. One is as we look to the Lord for the past and the things that he has done in the past, the work of Jesus on our behalf. We can rejoice in that. We can come to the Lord with gratitude about that. And for the present, how do we give thanks to the Lord for what is happening right now? And it is with obedient hearts. It's with obedient hearts. And that's how he calls us to be people of gratitude toward him. And also for the future, in the hope of the consummation of all God's blessings in Christ, when one day that we will see him. I tell you what, we are not people that live without hope. We are people that live with the hope of the glorious appearing of our Lord, that we will get to see him and experience him in ways that are unfathomable to our minds. And so as we begin this morning, people have just something that they want to share the Lord has done this week or today, maybe in your life or your family's life. Does anybody want to share? I can share if nobody else will share. I'll tell you what, just as I was going down, my in-laws live down in Port Barry, and I don't know if a lot of you know, but my Ronnie's mother, my mother-in-law, Miss Nancy, she's battling stomach cancer right now. You know, she's going through chemotherapy, you know, and she's actually going through three different kinds of chemotherapy right now. But amazingly, I'm amazed to see and how the Lord is strengthening her It's amazing to see just with everything that all the treatment that she's getting right now, how well that she's doing. And I can attribute that to nothing but the Lord's hand at work in her. And the Lord has given her promises to hold on to during this time. And I'm so encouraged by that. I'm thankful that just during those times that the Lord speaks His peace and promises and joy over us. Why don't you stand as we begin this morning? I want to pray over us today as we start. Father, we approach your throne this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, what you have done on our behalf, God. Lord, we can never thank you enough. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning to us, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that the psalmist said that he will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and that with his mouth he will make known your faithfulness to all generations, Lord. Lord, that is our desire this morning, to sing of your mercies, Lord, to make known with our mouths, Lord, to every generation, Lord, to those around us, our families, Lord, this body of believers, the lost around us, our neighbors, Lord, to make known your faithfulness, God, Lord, to say how awesome you are and how great you are, God, how majestic you are, Lord, how much you are a provider in our life, God, Lord, that you have never left us alone, Jesus, Lord, that you will never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Lord, we rejoice in that today, Lord. Lord, we take peace and joy in who you are, Jesus. Lord, we set our minds upon you. Lord, we set our hearts and our eyes, Lord, upon your goodness and upon your beauty today, Jesus. Lord, may your presence be evident as we meet here today and as we sing to you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Lord, the heavens declare your greatness, Lord, and we declare your greatness this morning, Jesus. In your great name we pray this morning. Amen. I tell myself, keep walking on. There's something up ahead, waterfall like a song. And everlasting stream, your river carries me home. Let it flow, let it flow, yeah. Oh. A flood for my soul, a well that never will run dry. I've rambled on my own, never believing I would find everlasting stream. An everlasting stream, your river carries me home. Let it flow, let it flow.
Yes. demons run and flee at the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand. Yeah.
Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. Lord, thank you that we are people in need of mercy. Lord, thank you that you give us the incredible privilege, Lord, to feast upon at your table, Lord, upon your mercies and your love, God. Lord, thank you that every detail of our life you care about. The small things, the big things. Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. Lord, so we bow in your presence. Lord, we come to you looking for mercy and grace. Lord, you give it to us abundantly. Lord, we're so thankful to you, God. Lord, make us ever-increasing, Lord, God-centered. Lord, through lives of thankfulness, God. Thank you that your presence is evident here, Lord. Lord, move upon our hearts today, Father. We love you, Jesus. We pray this in your awesome name.